It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado Springs police sergeant will be suspended and reassigned after an investigation uncovered his inappropriate comments on social media. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The remarks were posted on Facebook during a live feed from news station KRDO of a June protest that blocked traffic on I-25. The comments, including, quote, "kill them all," were found to have been made under a pseudonym of Sergeant Keith Reedy, who was off duty at the time. A statement from Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey says discipline also includes a removal from Reedy's specialized unit. Niskey says the internal affairs investigation determined there was no indication of intent to harm. He also says the comments damaged community relations and were, quote, "an isolated incident of an error in judgment." For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
State lawmakers get an update today on plans to remove graffiti and repair other damage to the state capitol in Denver. The estimated cleanup cost is more than $1 million, and the work could take the rest of the year to complete. The building was vandalized during weeks of protests for racial justice earlier this summer. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow says he thinks pandemic-related presidential executive orders issued over the weekend will do very little to help.
In some cases, they actually set us up for much higher risk by raiding FEMA disaster relief funds to provide very short-term relief to folks when we're in the midst of a national pandemic, which is a very dangerous thing to do.
The funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency will be used to extend the federal unemployment benefit. But Crow says instead of executive orders, the U.S. needs bipartisan congressional leadership to work on pandemic relief. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon could be closed for days while crews continue to fight the Grizzly Creek fire. David Boyd is with the White River National Forest.
It's started right along the interstate, and you're in this very narrow canyon. So it's just not safe to have the interstate open right now while the fire's active and while we're actively working to suppress it.
Boyd says drivers should plan for alternate routes for the next few days. Officials are investigating the cause of the fire that started Monday afternoon. It has grown to some 1,300 acres. Fire danger is high again today for western Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.